episode 91. We're back, Rob.
91. Class of 91.
Class of 91. You were not the class of 91, were you?
I was the class of 92.
Okay.
From high school.
All right, I was class of 93. So speaking of, though, it's our kids' first day back in school as of recording this. Which is totally insane. First day. I thought it might be fun.
What grade? Your kids are in what grade? Tell the people.
So I've got the two that are still living with me at home because I got one in college.
And you kicked the one out.
Yep. It's like, you can't live here anymore.
You're out.
Bam, you're 18, man. You're on your own. See you later. We are rocking middle school. So we have the first day of sixth grade. We have left the loving embrace of elementary school. And we were thrown into the harsh, cold reality of middle school, which is tough for everybody. So you don't have that one loving teacher anymore, hugs. Now you got A days, B days, seven different teachers. Bells are ringing. You're hustling from one room to another, right? So
welcome to the real world.
Yeah, so first day of sixth grade and first day of eighth grade. Mm-hmm. So we're at the bottom of middle school and we are at the top of middle school.
Yeah,
so
bookending.
Yeah,
bookending,
I think
middle school.
Yeah, and then it'll be another few years before they're both in high school together.
Yeah.
So how about you? You've got some first days back as well.
We do. We've got two freshmen.
So whoa.
Two low on the totem pole in high school.
Yes.
And then we've got one who is in eighth grade.
Okay,
so eighth grader. At the top of the middle school. And then we have one who's going off to college.
Yeah, that's exciting.
So, yeah, super exciting. So we'll see. We'll see how that, you know, I told the incoming freshman, I said, hey, you know, you guys are going to be low on the old totem pole. Like, welcome to the school of hard knocks, kids. Get ready. And Ian just looked at me and goes, I got this.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, which was great.
I love the bravado.
I think some of them were a little bit nervous about where do I go and what do I do, but they weren't showing it on their hardened exteriors.
Yeah. Well, we had the celebration of learning.
I celebrate learning every single day.
I know. We only do it for 1 hour at a time once a year. Where we go and we walk the mean streets of Sutton.
Yeah.
And figure out where our classrooms are and advisement and homeroom and all the good stuff, you know. So I mean, hey man, kids are going back, or I think it's too early. I feel like we should be going back in Labor Day. I feel like summer, it's still hot and 10,000 degrees outside, as we mentioned in our last episode. Like, I think kids should still be at the pool and loving summer and then go back in Labor Day, but it's not up to me.
It's not up to me. And we've been saying it for years and years and years, but we've moved to this schedule of now every 6 weeks we have a break.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I mean, it's like you got
fall break.
You got fall break,
you got winter break,
then you got Christmas, of course, and Thanksgiving. Yeah. Then you got spring break.
Yeah.
Which is a total bummer for working parents. Like
it's annoying.
It's
what
super
it is.
Annoying because all of a sudden it's like you can't just take a week off in the middle. So anyway, I agree with you. I think summer is too short.
Yeah.
These days.
Well, my kids would agree. So, well, speaking of first day, so do you have any first day? Any? I'm springing this on you, but any initial first day memories of school at any point? And you're like any anxiety or triumphs or celebrations or failures or anything? Any first day sort of things pop into your mind?
I'm trying to think. I don't know that I have any first day specifics.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember, just anecdotes. I remember like first day for middle school for us out west was seventh and eighth grade only. So sixth was still part of elementary school, right? And I remember seventh grade first day, and this is old school. Like you did pictures on the first day. It wasn't like,
really?
Yeah. It was
strange.
We
didn't do that.
Yeah. We did pictures on the first day. So man, if you missed the first day, you're not in the yearbook, you know, however, 6 months later or whatever.
Huh.
So I remember it was like, I'm riding my bike to JLS and it's going to screw up my hair. Man, I've got my hair all gelled. You know what I mean? Like I got to do picture day and I have to ride my bike.
Yeah.
Like what? So I remember that being like a source of not anxiety, but like, oh man, you know?
Yeah.
And also,
thankfully I've got my can of mousse in my backpack.
Yeah, exactly.
So I can make my hair pine straw.
Yeah. It's a pretty fun. I look actually pretty good in my seventh grade picture. I'm not going to lie. I look pretty handsome in that one. I had a nice killer wave up front.
It was all about the bangs.
Yeah, it was all about the front, whoosh, you know, and I kind of wavy hair, right?
That so remember a long that being time fun. Ago.
I also remember that's when our little bike group expanded. It
the
was
gang?
Like, yeah, the gang that was going to ride to school. There were people that were coming because, hey, the elementary schools all feed into the middle school, right? And it was, oh, there are other people that other people know that are all going to meet. We're all going to meet up. And it was like, I don't know who these people are. Like, this is kind of weird. You know what I mean? But ended up being great friends with the majority of those people.
Did you beat him into the gang?
No. It ended up being one of my good pals, Emilio. He was friends with Luke Kenny.
Yeah.
And I still see and talk to Emilio to this day. You know?
So
it was great.
The neighborhood that we live in over in Decatur is very much a walking neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so same thing. I mean, this morning, Ian, I dropped him off up at the corner so he could meet. We call him the homies. So he could meet up with the homies. And it's like a group of like 15 dudes all just walking, walking to high school.
Yeah.
There's safety in numbers.
Yeah. Now, are we one shoulder backpack or do we put our backpack on both?
Both. Double up.
They double up.
I mean, I think some do one, but mostly they double up. And the funniest thing is that Ian, who's 14, 15 in December, he hasn't hit that big growth spurt yet.
Okay.
So he's probably, I'm guessing, but he's probably 5'3".
I don't know.
5'2", 5'3". I think it's probably
sure,
right.
Sure.
And his best friend Brody, is 6'2".
Oh my Lord.
Yeah. Like the kid is 14 years old.
6'2"?
6'2".
What are they feeding that kid?
Well, his dad is ginormous. Yeah, Chris is a big guy.
Okay.
But yeah, so the two of them, watching those two guys walk down the street.
Yeah, it's like twins.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, exactly. DeVito and Schwarzenegger. Yeah,
that's so
great.
Funny. I mentioned Emilio, which I wasn't even thinking about. And I've got another funny anecdote about you because you had mentioned they're freshmen are coming
right
in, right? I remember our first day of when we were seniors in high school, you know, I don't know what we're just sitting there doing nothing, and this pack of freshmen were walking by, and I do remember Emilio yelling out, "Hey, you gonna give me one of those chips?" Because somebody had like a bag of Doritos or whatever like that.
And the dudes, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. And the kid was so freaked out, he just handed Emilio his entire bag of chips. I remember. And then I remember kind of
did
feeling.
Did he take them?
He took them. Oh. Yeah, we ate them. Yeah. And there was a little bit of like, little bit of guilt, but it was a little bit like, you're a freshman. Who cares?
Yeah, you know, you'll be fine.
Yeah. And we were full blown, like heavy metal Holocaust, like long hair, you know, flannel, grunge, the whole deal, right?
Well, Satan's Army, wasn't that the name of your crew?
Wearing all black. Satan's Army, I love
it. We were a tougher people back then.
Yeah.
You could handle getting a bag of chips taken from you.
Yeah, it was. But I mean, I don't. You know, first day of school, it's always, you know, it's a little bit of excitement of I get to see people I haven't seen. You know what I mean?
Like summer's over, we get to see everybody.
Yeah, but for us, we weren't as interconnected. It was like, all right, see you next year, and it was like poof, like
you didn't see anybody.
Yeah, you didn't see. I mean, it's like, oh, you went to your grandma's, or you did this, or you went away, and it was like no one's calling each other or emailing each other or texting, or hey, you want to jump on PlayStation and play?
Well,
like,
that's a good
none
point.
Of that stuff.
Yeah,
existed.
We didn't have the technology.
Yeah,
we didn't have. We had the rotary phone.
You literally vanished. And then it would be like, oh, no. Rob doesn't go to the school anymore.
Right.
Like his parents moved to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, that guy you might as well have just died. You know? I mean, there's like, you'll never get in touch with those people ever again.
That's it.
That type of thing. So,
right.
It's kind of funny. Anyway, weird first day of schools. I know we talked about first jobs in other places or whatever, but any weird stories about, you know, first jobs or first day on a new job? You know what I mean?
Remember, so we talked about first jobs before when we were younger and working at restaurants and establishments and printing companies.
All that good stuff.
But I remember my first job in this business, right?
And agency job.
Yeah, agency job. So it was coming out of Georgia. And actually, I guess technically it was my second job, but it was going to work for a larger agency, and I had actually had an internship at BBDO South here.
Yeah.
And it was in the media department, working on the housing and urban development account in media.
HUD.
Very sexy.
Yeah.
Very glamorous.
Yeah. What would the media be like back then?
Let's just say there were
radio?
Like 17 pieces of paper for every single insertion order because it's government.
Yeah.
So it's, you got the pink copy, the yellow copy, the white copy.
I just remember
more filing cabinets than you'd ever want to see. But
well, in case you get audited, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's government. You have to. So I remember showing up to work and it was like, you know, I had gone through the interview process and whatever else, and here was day one, and it was day one, and I came in a suit.
Yeah.
Wearing my suit.
That's awesome.
You know, my suit that was like, too big for me.
Yeah.
It didn't fit me well and whatever else.
What color was it?
I'm sure it was navy blue.
Navy blue.
I mean, I think.
Did you wear a tie?
I'm guessing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was like, I walk in and like, oh.
Who the hell is this guy?
I'm the only guy in the suit. I didn't get the memo. And I just remember It's all those weird things that happen on your first day. Like you kind of sit down and you're like, okay, I'm here.
Yeah. What do I do now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do I work the phone?
Yeah.
You know, like what?
Yeah. That's a good point.
I need a pencil.
90s phones were complicated.
Oh.
And there, it wasn't like you just tap a button and you go. No. There were like six buttons and transferring calls and all that stuff. Like it was a nightmare.
And it's not like you could, at the time, turn on your computer and like jump on the internet for a little bit and like pretend like you were actually doing something or check email even or anything. I'm dating myself now, of course. But I just remember it's that awkward, weird, like, oh, I shouldn't have worn a suit. Dang it.
Yeah.
Oh, I look like an idiot.
Well,
does anyone want to go to lunch?
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. What do you guys think?
And we were right across from, I do remember, I don't know, it was first day, but certainly first week. We were right across from Lenox Square in one of those buildings.
Okay.
And so lunch happens.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like, and where it's do I like, go now?
Everybody seems to be going over to Lenox.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going. Oh, they're in. Oh, they're going to the food court. Okay. I guess I'm going to the food court.
Panda Express. Here we come.
So I mean, I remember like literally sitting there and I'm eating. Yeah, Panda Express or whatever it was at the time. And I just remember a group of folks walking by that were like in the department.
Yeah.
You know, because it was a relatively large department.
Yeah.
And I just remember I'm sitting there by myself eating, and they're like, "Oh, hey, are you?" You know, and introduced. And I remember just remember feeling so dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, guys.
Well, funny side note, which I know that you know, but I'm looking at two people here in the office that both showed up in a suit. Remember that? You know what I mean? For their first. Now, I don't think either one of them wore a suit on their first day, but when we interviewed both of them, they were both wearing suits.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that trend still continues.
I'm good with that. You know? That to me is the, like, I'm taking this seriously.
Yeah, well, we've been scarred, I guess, you know?
So yeah.
I do remember graduating college and then having to go, like, and not having lots of money and having to go get, like, I have to go into, like, an office. Like, I need, like, non-sneakers, you know? I need, like hush puppies.
Like, or something, some kind of dress shoes.
Yeah, I remember going, like, my buddy Ben and I, we went shopping at, like, the outlet, whatever, because, you know, it was like, hey, we don't have any money yet. Like, but we need to, like, look presentable in the office, which was kind of funny. So, and I do remember, I don't think it was my first day on the office, but, like, you know, working at Turner was one of my first jobs out of college. And I remember accidentally, I was doing newspaper ads, like newspaper channel strip ads, right? When, again, I guess we still kind of had the internet, right? But like
newspapers were these things that they used to, for those who don't know, they used to bring them to your house every morning. And that was how you got your news.
Yeah. But also people would use them actually as not only for news, but as like reference material, like, oh, what are the movie times? You know what I mean? Or like, oh, what movies are
wanted? Oh, you know? I'm looking for a job.
So I'm working at a television provider, obviously, Turner Network, right? And it was like, oh, I would do all of the ads for like, and everything was on the 05. Remember, it was 705
Turner.
On TBS.
That was a Turner thing. I don't. Why did they do that? Was that a marketing thing?
It was a marketing thing, and it was a hey, people would flip around during commercials, and if you weren't doing your commercials when everybody else was doing the commercials, they were more likely to stop and keep watching what you were doing, right?
Yeah.
Now, what killed it, okay, and what literally killed it overnight was TiVo. Because what happened is TiVo wasn't set when you bought the third party TiVo.
You'd miss.
You'd miss the first part, or even worse, you missed the ending. And it was driving people absolutely mad, right? So they had to adopt. But I was doing like these USA Today ads and all these newspaper ads of like, you know, oh, Who Framed Roger Rabbit is on TV, you know, like whatever the movies were, whatever the things were, you know, and it was, you know, designing all these ads. And I remember first week on and, you know, I mean, you're sitting at a computer doing like heavy design work all day. I mean, it's a cultural shift and a brain shift, you know what I mean? And I remember, and you know how to use your programs, but you're not like a power user yet.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you're still kind of out of school, right? And kind of sort of know what's happening. And I remember I locked everything down. Like I accidentally locked the graphics in the thing, right?
Okay.
And I couldn't figure out. I was like, oh, I screwed this up. Like something bad has happened. I got it stuck. I didn't know what was going on. And also like, do I ask or does that make me sound like an idiot? Or like, nobody's around here yet? Or you know what I mean? Like it was kind of one of those weird, like, I don't know where the lines are yet. You know, that type of thing, right? So I remember having a little bit of panic on like, I locked all my graphics down in an Illustrator. What do I do? And then finally, like, you know, 40 minutes later.
You figured it out.
Yeah. You know, well, no, I went and asked somebody.
Oh, you went and asked.
Yeah, but because you could, there was no like Reddit. There was no like, oh, let me jump on YouTube. I mean, YouTube didn't.
Well, I just figured you sat there and just.
Oh, I sat there. I sat there and tried and figured it out. And then I think I was like, I'm just going to rebuild this. I'm just going to redo it because I've clearly screwed something up. But then I ended up asking this one guy who was super cool about it. He's like, command shift two, blah, blah, blah. You know, like that type of thing. Yeah. Right. So, but that anxiety of like, you're the new person. You know, can you add, you know, that type of thing. I remember that being kind of funny.
But just like school, you know, you have a day or two of that.
Yeah.
High anxiety, high stress. What room am I going in?
Yeah,
where's
exactly.
my classroom? What, you know, all of those things to like, I did get stuck in an elevator.
Really?
Yeah. No, it wasn't that I got stuck in an elevator. This was, so I did the internship there and then I ended up, taking a job elsewhere at 22 Square. Well, Westway, now it's 22 Square. And it was one of my first days there.
Okay.
And I rolled in and we were up on the seventh or eighth floor. And I went out the wrong door.
Okay.
And all of a sudden it was, I went out the fire escape.
The fire escape door. Okay.
And I can't open it back up.
Oh,
so I had to go down the eight flights of stairs. Yeah, and then at the bottom, I couldn't get the door
open.
Yeah. So I had, you know,
banging on the door. I'm trapped in the fire escape. Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, like the office building security guy came over. Yeah. And I was like, I'm new here.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
But anyway, so you know, everybody has those one or two uncomfortable days and then you settle in.
Yeah. I do remember drinking way too much coffee. That was the other thing.
Oh, I wasn't sure where that was going.
Well, no, it was like, oh, there's free coffee everywhere. You know what I mean? It was like, okay, well, hey, you're like, everybody's drinking coffee in the morning and you're like, man, I love coffee. Coffee's delicious. Yeah. Right. And then you're like, it's 10 o'clock. I'll have another cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And then it's, you know, it's lunchtime. I'll have another cup of, you know, cause you just go over and it's a social thing.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you go over, everybody's there, you know what I mean? Or just, hey, you know, meeting people. Yeah. I mean, cause you're working, there's hundreds of people around you, you know,
Pam's in the break room.
Yeah, exactly. And then I was like, man, I can't sleep at night anymore. It's like, I'm drinking way too much coffee, you know? And then it was like, then I got myself a smaller cup. So I would drink a smaller mug.
Smart.
So I would drink less because then I was like, oh, it's going to be a pain in the ass if I have to get up. Yeah. I had a thimble, you know. Actually, it was a Curious George mug that had a little banana, ceramic banana in the bottom. So when you drank all the way down, it was like a little banana down in the bottom. Hmm. Super weird. And the handle was, I don't know why. I don't know how I ended up with that.
I don't know how you remember that.
Well, it left an impression on me.
I guess.
Because I used to fill it up with a lot of coffee, I guess, you know. I don't know where that mug ever went to. It probably just broke and whatnot. But I remember that was kind of a funny, weird, like, man, I'm drinking a lot of coffee suddenly. You know, like full culture shift.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those first day jitters, anxiety, you know, it's kind of fun to think about, you know.
And then it's also that you kind of have that realization, like, I have like a real job now.
Yeah. I'm a grown up.
Like I'm a grown up.
Yeah.
Like I get like a paycheck. Like, like this is awesome.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I remember the like, what do grown-ups do after work? Like, you go out for drinks with your other grown-up friends.
Happy hour.
Yeah. You know, I was like, huh, this is pretty badass.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of cool.
Yeah. But then you're like, oh, shit, I need to get up tomorrow morning and go to work.
Yeah. It's Monday at 11:45 p.m.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's rough. Oh, God.
I need to go home.
We had a few. That's a podcast. That's the stories for another podcast. Yeah. But there are definitely some fun, rough mornings, I guess, if that makes any sense. So, yeah, I don't know. I still get a little bit of the, not nervous jitters, but the excitement of the first day, like meeting new people. You know what I mean? Like, oh, new clients are coming in or new, you know, I still love that sort of, it's not anxiety, but like little jolt to the system, which I think is fun. But like, that's about it in regards to like the new day jitters for us. I mean, we're seasoned vets. We've done this for so long,
right?
You know, that kind of stuff doesn't really, we don't have that anymore, you know, but I still do get the excitement and enjoyment of, you know, or the first project.
When a new employee comes in, that's always exciting too.
That is super fun.
Cause you can sort of read the nervousness and like,
well, and it's a new dimension to the vibe.
Yeah.
Right. So, that's a good point too. You know, and taking them out for lunch and you know, like, what do I say here?
Yeah.
I'm out to lunch with my boss. What's, you know, right. That type of thing. So that's kind of fun to think about.
I like to think we're pretty easy.
We are pretty easy.
Who knows?
Pretty laid back.
Who knows? So. Who knows?
All right. Well, maybe that'll wrap it up.
Yeah. You know, well, we gotta get on out of here and get home and see what, see how the first day of school went for everybody. Hopefully there's no tears.
What's your educated guess? What do you, how do you think
it's going? I think mine all rocked it.
Yeah.
They were all feeling pretty confident. I can't imagine something went so off the rails that it...
That's good.
That it turned them around.
That's good to hear. I predict I'm going to get a lot of one-word answers. Fine.
Okay, we'll get that good. Too. We'll get that from Ian.
Like, hey, he's tell me more. Yeah. Like, how was everything? It was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah. Hey, how was Mrs.
Okay, well, did you find all your classes okay?
Yeah.
What about lunch? Yeah. Did you eat all your... Yeah.
Hey, man, everything's cyclical. I'm pretty sure I was like that. When, you know, there's a certain amount of like, dude, I don't want to relive the whole day and tell you every single, you know.
I just
like,
told you it was fine.
Yeah, everything's fine. Yeah. Like, moving on. You know, I needed to decompress, that type of thing. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, drop us a note, drop us a line. Let us know your first day anxieties or horror stories or fun things. You know, that'd be fun. You know?
Yeah.
So, get a series going on that.
And do go look for us, people, on the interwebs.
Please.
Where do you say?
Yeah.
I say mocktheagency.com.
It's a good starting point.
If I happen to be perusing the socials, I might drop on by at Mock the Agency.
Yes, on Insta.
On Insta.
Potentially, right? On the Book of Faces.
On the Book of Faces.
Yeah, we're all over the place.
On
X.
Twitter.
I already forgot the name of the tag.
Twix. What was that? Twix.
Twix.
They should just call it Twix. Oh, the name's
that one's already
taken.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's a strong X, though. I like that one. So.
All right, everybody. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks.